Okay, the recorder started for public.
Okay, we're not quite ready yet, Julie. Just give us one second over here. One second. Are now in public session, if you'd like to call that meeting to order.
Hi, let me just open this. Okay, this is June 11th, 2020. It is 10:53 a.m., and I'm calling to order the special board public meeting.
I can just go through a couple things while.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you do it, yes, that would be great.
Okay, no problem. So the first thing on the agenda is the Treasury report. That is just for your information at this point. There are some crazy things going on with government and spending and freezes and furloughs and all these, you know, options that they're going through. So far, so good on our end. We our budget's still looking very healthy. We still have a ending balance. Hopefully that sticks around and they don't try and skip it. From what I've heard from the CFO, they are going to go with general fund agencies first. So so far I think we're somewhat sheltered. We'll see. More on that later. The next item on the public agenda is the exception request to reinstate expired licensee Jody Paddock. Would anybody like to make a motion on whether or not to provide an exception for Ms. Paddock to reinstate her expired license?
Do we need a motion with, or just letting it fade away, good Angie?
I think you're, I mean, I don't think you necessarily, I mean, we would only need a motion if we were going to approve it. I mean, I think it's just to stay the course, if as long as we're not deciding to approve the request.
From my position, I would say I would not be granting her the extension unless other people think otherwise.
So, Kimberly, I believe that the board's position is that we will not make a motion to reinstate this exception for reinstatement of an expired license.
Very well. Thank you, guys. Next one on the agenda is public comment. I don't think we have any public on this meeting. We'll skip to that. Next is the BOAC summary from January. That's informational only, unless you have some comments on that summary. Hearing then, let's move on. So we have some motions on items from executive session. So,
are these the settlements, Scott, that were you going to handle those? Or
we're going to first do what we talked about in exec session. So,
okay. Excuse me. Go ahead, Kim.
So the first one would be case number 18018.
Okay. I'll go ahead and make a motion for both cases 18-018 and 19-008 to administratively close both cases.
This is Stu. I'll second that motion.
Before we get into discussion, I need to announce a potential conflict with respect to case number 19-008. There may be some family relation between a member of my firm and the licensee in question. For purposes, I'll participate for quorum purposes in a vote, but I will not participate in any discussion or anything else regarding this case.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Okay, Kimberly, will you take the vote, please?
Okay, I'm going to do roll call. Scott?
Aye.
Deanna?
Aye.
Stu?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
And Nancy?
Aye.
Great. Unanimous. Scott, do you want to do the other two from executive session?
Yes. I make a motion in case number 14052 regarding Darren Hall that we accept the potential investigator or inspectors as presented to us, with leaving to staff guidance as to which one to choose.
This is Stu. I'll second that motion.
Okay. I'm going to do a roll call.
Kimberly, can you repeat the motion, please?
Sure. It is that we accept the two practice inspectors provided by Mr. Hall, and we will administratively choose which one he gets assigned to him.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion?
Doesn't look like it, so I'll do roll call.
Yep.
Scott?
Aye.
Stu?
Aye.
Deanna?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
And Nancy?
Aye.
Great. Thank you. We will take care of that. Keep you posted. Next one, Scott?
In the matter of agency case number 14-09, a request from Arthur Pratt regarding the ability to trade services, I make a motion to deny that request for Mr. Pratt to trade services with a web designer.
This is Stu. I'll second that motion.
Okay, any further discussion?
Hearing none, I will do roll call. Scott?
Aye.
Stu?
Aye.
Deanna?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
And Nancy?
Aye.
Great. Thank you. I believe that's all we have. Oh, one more.
Aye. Jason.
Oops. Is that Jason speaking? I can't hear you.
Yes, aye.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, I think that's it for MCDEC session that we'll be voting on in public session. So the next item to consider are our settlement proposals. First one on the agenda is the settlement agreement draft for Mr. Ewell. Anthony, if you want to go through that, or Jean, either one.
So this was an investigation regarding business transactions with clients. And the settlement calls for a revocation of his license, $40,000 in civil penalties, $5,000 in costs, and $25,000 in civil penalties, and all the costs are stayed pending compliance with the order. And we did receive the signed settlement yesterday.
So in essence, we're getting, he's paying $15,000 and giving up his license.
Correct.
I make a motion in agency case number 18-003 in the matter of Jane Ewell to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order of revocation as presented to us.
This is Stu. I'll second that.
Okay, any further discussion?
Okay, hearing none, I will call roll call. Scott?
Aye.
Stu?
Aye.
Deanna?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
And Nancy?
Aye.
Great. And just really quick, all of these settlements were had the signature for Nancy on the signing of the settlements. I am happy to request delegated authority to sign in for these, or I can drive them up to Nancy to sign. But this will be only temporary. This is just due to the social distancing.
Kimberly, I would be comfortable with you sending a letter listing these specific cases that were that need my signature, and then I'll sign that letter and send that letter back to you, and you can attach that letter to all these, and then you can sign for me.
Okay.
Now that you don't have to drive up here.
Okay.
So Angie, does that work?
I mean, I think it's fine if we provide, you can even just provide Kim the delegated authority to do it now, or the other thing we could do, too, is just have, scan them in and send them to Nancy and have the, her sign them and scan them back.
To do the delegated authority, do we need a motion?
Yes, for just this limited purpose.
Okay. I make a motion, well, would each case have, let me backtrack, would each case have to be listed in particular?
No, I think you can just say for all of the settlements at this meeting.
Okay. I make a motion for all of the settlements being addressed at this public meeting that we grant the Executive Director, Kimberly Fast, authority to sign on behalf of Nancy, of the Chair under delegated authority.
This is Stu. I'll second that.
Under discussion? Okay, Kim, take roll.
Sure. Scott?
Aye.
Stu?
Aye.
Deanna?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
And Nancy?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Next settlement to review is case 18022, Carrie Lindquist. Maybe Angie should be talking on this one.
Sorry, it's been a while since I thought about Ms. Lindquist. If you want me to talk on this one, we typically should do that in executive session. But basically, we just sort of came to... I believe we spoke about this in the past, about what to do with her, and this is in alignment with what the board had been okay with. So... basically, we're allowing her to get back into compliance.
And so basically what it looks like is that the licensee would complete and report 120 hours of CPE on or before June 30th, submit proof of certifications, everything that goes along with CPE.
Correct.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I make a motion in agency case number 18-022 in the matter of Carrie Lindquist to accept the consent agreement as presented to us.
This is Stu. I'll second it.
Further discussion?
Yeah, and so what I guess the question would be is she's going to reinstate her license even though she's not doing public accounting. And then she's going to give us a report of what she did while she was in lapse status. Are we going to, what if we find something?
Open a case.
Are we going to open up another case? I don't know if we would or wouldn't, but that opens a bit of a door. Is what do we do if there is violations that we see of what she said she's been doing?
I believe she said she hadn't been doing anything. I think it was just a term that was... standard put in when I had spoken to her before. She hadn't done anything. And there's more I would say, but I don't feel comfortable saying it in public session.
Understood. And then we also are requiring enhanced CPE for the next renewal period as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. It was basically just allowing her more time to get it done.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay, I'm going to take roll. Scott?
Aye.
Stu?
Aye.
Deanna?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
And Nancy?
Aye.
Wonderful, thank you. Next one to consider is case 18026, Acres.
So this case
that's Jeremiah?
Yes, Anthony's.
Oh, Anthony, sorry.
So this case was in regards to holding out while expired, and this order is just simply a stipulated order of censure and calls for just discipline.
In the matter of agency case number 18-026 regarding Monty L. Acres, I make a motion to accept the stipulated order of censure and stipulated final order as presented to us.
This is Stu. I'll second it.
Any further discussion?
Okay, let's take a vote. Scott?
Aye.
Stu?
Aye.
Deanna?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
Nancy?
Aye.
Great. Thank you. Settlement to review is case 18052, matter of Stuart Catter.
And this one is Jeremiah.
Thank you.
So this one was where Catter had signed an audit report using an unregistered firm name, where there was a mismatch between the letterhead and the signature name. So it's a stipulated order of censure.
In the matter of agency case number 18-052 regarding Stuart D. Catter, I make a motion to accept the stipulated order of censure and stipulated final order as presented to us.
This is Stu. I will second that.
Any further discussion?
Okay, let's take a vote. Scott?
Aye.
Stu?
Aye.
Deanna?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
And Nancy?
Aye.
Thank you. The next settlement is for case number 19-014 in the matter of Doris Rose, I believe. Yes, Doris Rose. I believe this is Jeremiah?
Yes.
All right.
So this investigation involved Rose filing at least 22 tax returns while her permit was in a lapsed status. The net payable penalty comes to $3,500.
In the matter of agency case number 19-014 regarding Doris Marie Rose, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented to us.
This is Stu. I will second that.
Any further discussion?
Okay, let's vote. Scott?
Aye.
Stu?
Aye.
Deanna?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
And Nancy?
Aye.
Wonderful. Thank you. Next case to review, or settlement to review, is the case of 19-020 for Stephen Bjorvik.
So this investigation was in regards to the respondent working at a CPA firm while in lab status, and this one is a stipulated order of censure.
In the matter of agency case number 19-020 regarding Stephen J. Bajorvic, I make a motion to accept the stipulated order of censure and stipulated final order as presented to us.
Mr. Stu, I will second it.
Any further discussion?
Okay. Scott.
Aye.
Stu.
Aye.
Deanna.
Aye.
Jason.
Aye.
Joe.
Aye.
And Nancy.
Aye.
Wonderful. Next case to settlement to consider is case 19-030 for Philip Hetzel and Phil Hetzel LLC.
This investigation was about Hutzel performing compilation and two reviews prior to being registered as a firm, and the settlement calls for a civil penalty of $500 to be paid, and with $500 in civil penalties and $2,000 costs paid.
In agency case number 19-030 in the matter of Phillips Hutzel and Phil Hutzel LLC, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented to us.
This is Stu. I will second that.
Further discussion?
Okay. Check for voting. Scott.
Aye.
Stu.
Aye.
Deanna.
Aye.
Jason.
Aye.
Joe.
Aye.
And Nancy.
Aye.
Wonderful, thank you. Next one to consider is a settlement agreement on case number 19-031 for Keith Winnick and Keith Winnick CPA Professional Corporation.
So this investigation was about the untimely completion of a peer review. Settlement calls for notification to the board of the completion of the 2016 and 2019 peer reviews, and also calls for $500 in civil penalty to be paid.
In agency case number 19-031 in the matter of Keith Winnick and Keith Winnick CPA PC, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented to us.
This is Stu. I will second it.
Further discussion?
On this one, couple of quick questions. In paragraph 10, it says the respondent did not complete their 2016 peer review until June of 2019. Paragraph 13 says that they have to provide evidence of the completion of that peer review. We're just looking for the peer review letter. Is that correct, what we're looking for there?
That's correct. So once that peer review is completed, we will be able to pull that acceptance completion letter from the Prima SBA's website. Or he should provide that to us.
The paragraph 10 says it was completed in June of 19, so it should already be there.
Let me look. Anthony, do you have anything on this one? I'm looking him up right now.
I'm looking at the moment.
Okay, so I don't. I don't see a completion letter for the most recent one that was started or
in June of 19. Let me look. Sorry for the delay. Well, we're look. We can. Let's see.
A completion letter on Prima.
For which one?
For the period ending 5/31/16.
He still hasn't completed the one, the other one though.
Right, yeah, the 19, correct.
Right, so he did have a pass with deficiency on the June peer review that he started, and he has an extension to complete pieces of that until August 31st of 2020. However, I'm guessing that they will probably extend it through December because that's what the peer review committee has decided to do for all peer reviews that are active.
And that's the 19 peer review?
Correct.
Okay. So what we're asking for is that he needs to give us proof that he's completed 16 and he needs to give us proof that he started 19. Is that what it really boils down to?
He has completed 16, this is confusing because the one that ended in 16, I don't know that, I think this is the 16. There's so much time apart, it's hard to tell which one starts and which one ends, and you know what I'm saying?
Well, I guess really the matter is I'm just trying to understand exactly what we're asking for in paragraphs 13 and 14. And can the person comply with them, or are they already in violation?
I believe that the way we wrote it, I'd have to go back and look. He is not in violation already. He needs to complete what we... Hold on. Okay, what paragraph, Scott, one more time?
Paragraph 13 and 14.
Okay, so he has a completion letter for the 16th peer review that was dated February 26th of 2020. So he has completed the 2016 peer review.
Okay.
He is now working on the 19 peer review.
He's given us the information because that's the 19 has started. It's within 21 days.
That's correct.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure the terms weren't by themselves automatically creating a non-compliance issue.
He's been very compliant and straight front, you know.
Okay. Thank you.
It's been easy to work with him. Okay. So. Vote?
Yes.
Okay. Scott?
Aye.
Stu?
Aye.
Deanna?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
And Nancy?
Aye.
Wonderful. Thank you. Sorry for that kind of technical difficulty. Next one to review is a settlement agreement for case number 19-032, Castor and Bonin Castor Souder CPAs LLC.
So this investigation was regarding the firm issuing three compilations and two reviews prior to becoming a registered firm. And the settlement calls for a civil penalty payable of $500.
In agency case number 19-032 in the matter of Eric Castor and Bonin Castor and Souder CPA LLC, I make a motion to accept this settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented to us.
This is Stu. I'll second that.
Any further discussion?
Okay. Let's vote. Scott?
Aye.
Stu?
Aye.
Deanna?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
And Nancy?
Aye.
Thank you. The last settlement to consider is for case number 19-033 for Aaron Traxton and Traxton CPA PC.
This investigation was for the firm issuing two audits prior to registering with the board and prior to enrolling with peer review. And the settlement calls for a net payable penalty of $1,000.
In agency case number 19-033, I make in the matter of Aaron T. Traxton and Traxton CPA PC, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented to us.
I'll second that. This is Stu.
Any further discussion?
Okay, let's vote. Scott?
Aye.
Stu?
Aye.
Deanna?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
And Nancy?
Aye.
Wonderful. Thank you all for that. I just want to say it's super nice to see all of you too, real quick. I miss you guys. So next thing is just the public summary for the January board meeting. Any questions or comments on that, we can discuss those. Otherwise, we'll move forward. And last but not least, if we can just do some ratifications of the people that we have licensed since we last met. So the first one is the CPA licenses, certificates, firm registrations, industry, and municipal. So you can bulk them together or go one by one.
I make a motion to ratify the CPA licenses as presented in agenda item 11A through C, and there's a reason these exempted, as presented to us as the provisional licenses granted by staff waiting for our ratification.
This is Stu. I will second that.
Any further discussion?
Okay. Let's take a vote. Sheriff Scott?
Aye.
Stu?
Aye.
Deanna?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
And Nancy?
Aye.
Okay.
I make a motion to admit to the municipal license roster the individuals presented to us on agenda item 11D.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion?
Scott?
Aye.
Stu?
Aye.
Deanna?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
Nancy?
Aye.
Wonderful. And so we can adjourn. I do want to let you know that the next board meeting will be a two-dayer. It looks like we have, well, I know we have a lot of cases for you to review. So this was just a portion of how busy the investigators have been. So it will be a long meeting. I'll try and shorten it up as much as I can, but there's a lot to get through.
We are also looking to have a two-day BOAC meeting in August. And we are doing a BOAC meeting here on the 23rd of June just to get some of those through the pipeline so that we're not so backed up.
And Kimberly, just as we have discussed before, since it's a pretty heavy agenda, as soon as we talked about having Joel send out the materials to the board members more in advance than, you know, because we're going to need more than 2 weeks to review all that material.
Correct.
So
absolutely.
If you can, like, even if it comes in waves, but we need to give a bigger window for the board members to adequately review.
We can do that.
So what's the date of the two-day meeting?
The board meeting is the 17th and 18th.
Of?
September, sorry.
Thank you.
And we'll fill you in on everything else when we meet again. Okay. Hope you're all well and happy and healthy.
Not happy.
Live the dream.
Kimberly, will I be notified when the next qualifications committee meets?
Well, I don't know when it is, though. Julie will know better. While she's looking at that, I did want to make an announcement that's pretty exciting. I just found out yesterday, and I didn't know it until yesterday, but it appears that our new board member was confirmed by the Senate yesterday. His name is Raul Valdivia.
Okay.
So that's super exciting, and I believe his term begins July 1st, so he will be attending whatever meeting comes after that. And I'll reach out with him. I know, I always go to those confirmations, but I had no notice. So I will reach out to him today and congratulate him and set up a meeting with him.
Great.
So that's I was very happy.
Very good.
Very good.
Julie, you want to tell Jason about the next QC?
I will. Jason, can I reach out directly? Because I'm having a little issue with technology right now.
Sure. Yeah, Jason, well, she'll email you or call you later today if that works.
Yep, that works.
Thank you.
All right.
So we don't have a meeting in August 7th? I have something on my calendar for August 7th. I don't know why. I'm just making stuff up, I guess.
No, that was supposed to be a board meeting date in my book.
Oh, I think you're right.
So that's been eliminated?
I don't know. I need to look too now. I'm confused. We'll let you know.
Soon.
Soon. Very soon. All right. I appreciate your time. We went over our allotted time, but I think we got a lot done in a short amount of time, so I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you,
everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.